Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. In today's program, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller hails Wisinko Group, officially opens Fidel Castro campus at Anchovy High School, and more. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller was in St. James recently for the official opening of the Fidel Castro campus of Anchovy High School in Montpelier. The facility will serve as the second campus of Anchovy High and will accommodate approximately 900 students from grades 7 to 8.
I'm pleased that the Fidel Castro campus will ease the overcrowding at the main Anchovy site and will enable the school to offer a more enriching educational experience for the students. I join Minister Thwaites in his mission to remove all high schools from the SHIFT system.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller also thanked the government and people of Cuba for their contribution to Jamaica in health, education, and training.
The history of modern Jamaica can never be truthfully chronicled without special mention of the great friendship that our people have shared with the people of our neighboring country of Cuba. Over many decades, the Cuban government and people have demonstrated the sincerity of their friendship through lasting gifts to us in education, training, and healthcare, among many other areas.
The goal is to eventually have the new Fidel Castro campus serve as a separate high school by September 2016. And back in St. Catherine, during a tour of the Wisinko plant in Central Village, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller commended the local manufacturer for its significant investment in Jamaica and its commitment to improving the lives of citizens. Mrs. Simpson-Miller viewed a new $600 million filling and packing production line being utilized at the facility. She says the upgrade is a reflection of Wisinko's confidence in Jamaica and underscores the government's focus on the manufacturing sector as one of the key target areas to advance economic growth.
The manufacturing sector is vital to Jamaica's growth agenda and to securing the expansion in production and employment needed to significantly boost our rate of economic growth.
The Prime Minister says this mission is being driven by the policy and programmatic assistance of the recently expanded National Export Strategy, which seeks to maximize the export sector's direct contribution to economic and social development. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller last week met with High Commissioner-Designate of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to Jamaica, Picewell Forbes. Mrs. Simpson-Miller congratulated Mr. Forbes on his new assignment, noting that the government looks forward to working with him to deepen the relationship between both countries. And four former wards of the state who have excelled in their studies have been presented with scholarships valued at $5,000 each by Children of Jamaica Outreach Incorporated, CUJO, to pursue tertiary-level education at local institutions. The students were presented with their awards at CUJO's fifth annual scholarship luncheon in Kingston. Addressing the recipients at the luncheon, Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, urged them to continue to strive for excellence.
Never let your present situation limit your possibilities for success or allow the circumstances from which you come to determine how far you go in life. The sky is the limit.
The minister told the recipients that while they will face unfavorable situations on their path to success, they should not allow these to thwart their progress, but they should instead remain focused in their pursuit. Senator Faulkner says the work of CUJO and other charitable organizations is vital as it assists in empowering and training the nation's youth so they can become productive and outstanding citizens. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time as we highlight the latest stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.